Welcome back to Foreman and Wolf on Food and Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
And we have today, we're talking about all of these small hotels that are operated by families that understand the place and are translating it through hospitality to the clients that present themselves. And there was a hotel that struck both Cindy and I as being very special in a very special place. And we have on the line with us Laura Rulle, and I'm probably mispronouncing your last name.
That's very good.
The patois is intimidating in the Valle d'Aosta, but the hotel is Hotel Bellevue in the Valle d'Aosta, which is in Italy, but it seems like its own little world up there, tucked away in the northwest most corner, almost in the shadow of Mont Blanc. Laura, how are you?
Good, thank you. It's a beautiful day here. We are in plenty of spring and flowers and colors.
Wonderful.
I'm certain that all four seasons are gorgeous in the village of Cogne.
We feel very, very much the changing of the season, then the winter, the spring. Now we are finishing the spring when the animals start to go up a little bit more, when they came down to eat the fresh earth, and now they're going up again, and then the flowers are coming. So
very nice.
A beautiful period in the summer. Are happy to have the warmer season coming.
So would you mind taking a few minutes and describing where the hotel is located and something of the history and the tradition of Cogne and the Valle d'Aosta and how it relates a bit to the rest of Europe around it?
Of course, I would be happy to. I can try it. Valle d'Aosta is it's the smallest region of Italy, and it's located on the Italian side, but near the border with France and Switzerland. We have in Valle d'Aosta the highest mountain of Europe. We have the Mont Blanc, that is half Italian, half French. Maybe the French side is more well-known, but is actually the half is Italian. We have the Mont Rose and the Matron. And then we have the Gran Paradiso, that is all Italian. They are all above 4,000 meter high. Valle d'Aosta is famous also for this history, because since it's so close to the border, it was the only road from Rome to go to Gallia, so to France, and so everybody was passing through here to the pass to go on the other side of the mountains. Cogne is located in the Gran Paradiso National Park. In Valle d'Aosta, there's many different kind of mountain valleys. Most of them are famous for the downhill skiing. The Gran Paradiso area instead is maybe more famous for the summer, for the quantity and quality of walks and hikes to do in all different levels. And of course, since it's a protected area, in the winter we have more cross-country, a little bit of downhill skiing, but not so much, for people who want to do it on a small station. And Cogne is also very famous for ice climbing. We have more than 160 ice falls to climb in the winter. Cogne is a protected area since early 20s. On one side, because it was made a national park in 1922, it was the first national park of Italy. But part of the field is not into the park, but this part of the field that is not in the park is anyway protected by a different law that was made to protect the natural beauty in the mountains. And to have a law to protect the natural beauty in the early 20s was something quite unusual. And fortunately, Cogne was part of it. And so almost the village stayed the same as in early 1900. So it's not possible to build. And for this reason, it stayed really a small, authentic mountain village that it didn't develop much. So it's not a village made for tourists, but it's actually made for mainly the people who live here. And then, of course, we think that if it's a beautiful place to live, and then I think it's a beautiful place to visit. There's about 32 hotels, so it's actually a valley that works for tourism, but they're all small family hotels, as our hotels, so the Bellevue Hotel and Spa, that this year we celebrate 90 years.
That's great.
And so who founded the hotel for your family?
It was actually the grandparents of my aunt, then was my aunt and uncle, then my parents, and then with my parents, myself, and then my husband, and then We have two children, but who knows if they will want to continue or not. But it's really a family passion, because first of all, you need to have the passion. But I think what we feel very special, first of all, it's really for us the beauty of the valley. So we feel privileged to be able to live in this valley and then looking up at the glacier every morning. And I think as much as you can travel, but then my roots always felt a lot stronger than anything else. So I never thought to be able to live anywhere else.
I'm sorry for interrupting you, but when your roots are one of the most beautiful places in the world,
yes,
I would have a very hard time living somewhere else.
Too. Where you are is, to me, the most beautiful place I've ever been. It is astonishingly beautiful, Konya. You're very fortunate. Can you tell us, Laura, can you tell us a little bit about the restaurants on property? Because I'm in love with both of them, and we've eaten in them several times. And we've had an amazing experience at Bar au Fromage and in your gourmet restaurant as well.
Yes. We decided to create these two different restaurants, and then we also have a brasserie, because of course some guests, we have many Italian guests, they want to go to the mountains and maybe they wish to dine and to try typical food. But typical food from Italians are typical food from our mountains, so food from our history. Many typical dishes are made with like broth, with the fontina, with bread. And I think maybe people coming from far away, from America or from Asia, coming in Italy and then maybe eat some very typical mountain food that were poor food because our ancestors were farmers, but anyway, a poor life. Maybe it's not what they are expecting. Maybe they are expecting more to have pasta, ravioli, tortellini, and maybe other food that is, I think it's very good, but from Italy. And so we differentiate the two restaurants. There are two different cooking and two different atmosphere. I think if you wish to have a gourmet restaurant, it's good to do it with like a piano, music, and to have it in a fine dining environment, but with a beautiful panorama. Instead, if you wish to really try the experience of mountain food, that was the food that used to eat our ancestors, but that we enjoyed very much to try, then it's good to do it in more mountain rustic atmosphere as the Bar au Fromage.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What are maybe two or three of the dishes that that people would be maybe surprised or that are most typical for mountain food at Bar au Fromage?
At restaurant. At the Bar au Fromage, I would try, the typical dish is La Favon. La Favon is a typical pasta made with a short pasta with tomatoes, fave, bread croutons, and fontina cheese. Of course, the fontina cheese is the cheese that you can find in all the typical dish from our region, because the fontina is made only in Valle d'Aosta. So you can usually, if you find fontina, that must be made in Valle d'Aosta. You cannot have a fontina made somewhere else.
I have to interrupt you, Lauren, so that every time I've been there, I have eaten that pasta. And I have photographs of it that I linger over and think about. That pasta is so good. It's got, you know, it has just a little bit of tomato product and the breadcrumb and the fontina cheese melted into it and the fava beans. That is just so good. Thank you for talking about that.
Yeah, the favotte and the raclette are hard to
yeah.
leave alone.
La raclette or yes. fondue. Or there, for example, also something that is always on the menu that is quite typical from us is the zabaglione. The zabaglione is a typical dessert that is always made with the eggs, but is made in front of the guest. It is actually like a novel, but put an egg that you put it some Moscato wine on it. That's also something that you should try, something typical from Piemonte and then from our history. That's also very good.
That's very good.
But also famous are all the charcuteries. Charcuterie is like the ham, the salame, the mochetta, that is the dry meat. This is also something. I think in Italy we are very lucky because we have some very, very good raw products. So if actually, if you have a very good raw product and you have a good wine, then you don't need a very good chance to be able to enjoy and have a special dinner. The problem and the difficult part is to find the very high quality products that are not so easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
So, Laura, just a moment of advice about finding Konya, because it's off the track for, I'm going to guess that you don't get so many American visitors. What do you think is the best way for someone, if they're traveling to Italy and they want to get to the Valle d'Aosta and they want to get to Konya, what is the best way, relatively briefly, to fit that into their travel plan? Should they travel from Torino?
Yes, there's actually two possibilities. Usually they do two different routes. The major one is actually from Milano, and then usually Milano you go maybe to see the lakes, and maybe you go to Piemonte to try the wine, and then you drive up to the mountains. From Torino we are about 2 hours drive, and from the airport Milano Malpensa about 2.5 hours drive. It's quite easy to drive because the highway arrives in Aosta, and from Aosta it's half an hour.
It's a beautiful drive. That,
go up to Konya.
That last half hour is gorgeous.
Another possibility that I think is something that I really believe it's very interesting to do, it's the Mont Blanc Tour. Usually the Mont Blanc Tour, the Mont Blanc, of course, is the highest mountain of Europe. Many people do it walking, but walking is maybe a little bit more difficult. But if you do it by car as a journey, you can fly to Milano or you can also fly to Geneva. Geneva in Switzerland is about 2.5 hours also drive, so it's very close. And then from Geneva, you can go like to visit Megève and Chamonix that are on the French border. Then you do the Mont Blanc, and you can take the cable car that actually will be inaugurated. They made this new Skyway cable car to the highest part of the Mont Blanc on the Italian side. That it will be really, really spectacular. That I think one in your lifetime you should do it. You will be on 3,400 meters, and you will have a beautiful view over all the 4,000 mountains of Monroe, the Cervino, the Gran Paradiso.
That's amazing.
Take the cable car above all the glaciers to go to the French side. It is something that's quite interesting. Then you come to Konya to see, I think, the more authentic mountain village, so not made for tourists, but really more hidden. Then you should stop in Aosta to see Aosta, all the Roman ruins. Aosta is called also the Rome of the Alps for the quantity and quality of Roman ruins that are still very well preserved, that I think is something also very, very interesting. And then from there you can do the pass to go to Switzerland, and in Switzerland you can go on the lake and then go back to Geneva. I think this could be also a beautiful journey, or from Milano to Geneva, or from Geneva to Milano. I think you could see easily like French, Swiss, and Italy.
So Laura, the short answer is that someone should cancel their entire summer.
Come
and start at the Hotel Bellevue and take your advice, and then you'll keep them busy for a while.
Yes. That's amazing.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the program with us.
Thank you for talking, Laura.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Cindy, I think there's probably no way we can do this and not feel like we've failed because there's so much information.
Exactly.
We will need to post some things up on the website, on the Formula Wolf page on the WYPR website, and including some links to some of the hotels we talked about. And as always, you can email us. It's foremanwolf@wypr.org with questions or comments on programs. And you can download podcasts of prior programs from the WYPR homepage for Formula Wolf. And thanks for listening to Formula Wolf on Food and Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
On WYPR.